They're back defending now. The visitors trying to play out from the back, and they've given the ball away. Jerome Wright, good pressing there, plays it to Winter. Winter back to right, outside the penalty area about a yard. He's in the penalty area now, gets to the byline, comes across, as great opportunity, a goal! A tremendous goal! Gilchrist, and it was all Jerome Wright again. Good pressure from the goal kick. They didn't want to play it long, the visitors. They want to play it out. They gave the ball away. Wright capitalised upon it. A 1-2 down the left-hand side, past Teague. Pace quality in Panache. He drilled it in, similar to what he did on Tuesday. And there was Gilchrist poaching at the back post. And FC United on 7 minutes. It takes the lead 1-0 here. I was about to say Gig Lane, but it's Broadhurst Park.
Yeah, fantastic bit of football. You know, well worked, well won back by Jerome. They'll be kicking themselves there, surely. That, you know, a mistake, not a great clearance at all, but well capitalised on, well created, a fantastic ball in, and Gilchrist in the right place.
Well, your overall thoughts on the first 25 minutes, Emily?
Yeah, it's opened up to being a great game of football for either side, but I think FC have certainly edged it. And when they bring the ball forward, they've just got a little bit more purpose about them, a little bit more of an understanding of, you know, working as a team, as a unit, and playing it through the midfield. Whereas I think Chorley just looking for that quick, get it sent forward, as you know, long balls.
Well, here comes Gilchrist into the penalty area now. Gilchrist an opportunity, left footed, great save by the goalkeeper. Come on, Robert, yeah! Goal! Well, we were just choking. It was patient build up, patient play. Three or four passes, the ball over to Gilchrist. Again, Teague was in no man's land. He went past him. He got the shot away, left foot to the keeper, just parried it. And there was Matty Wolford doing exactly what Gilchrist has done, what he does best. Slips it into the back of the net. And FC United, on 26 minutes, take a two-goal lead. And again, well, the players from Chorley looking at each other. Teague's having a chat to his own centre-half, Scott Leader there. They're all debating whose job it was to pick the player up, but unfortunately it makes no difference, because FC United now in a two-goal lead here at Broadhurst Park. And again, I was about to say, I'm watching what I believe to be some of the best simple football FC are playing, and for the first time in a long time they're playing football that we're not sure what they're going to do, because we always know it can be quite obvious what they're going to do. Today, yeah, Everything's been simple but quality, and they're actually, it's a little bit unpredictable, which is excellent from FC.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. You can see it in them that every touch that they've got, they're wondering what they're going
to
do.
Well, the mistake again has been made, and Jerome right now, can he get to the byline? Yes, he can with the ball, and perhaps he should have let that go out for a corner, but he decided to try and play the ball in first time. But we get the throw in, and the throw in is taken. Well, I thought it was about to be taken quickly, but it's not 45 minutes on the clock. Jerome Wright now plays it to Chandler. Chandler 1-2 with Wright. Wright nearly forgets the ball. Goes past one, goes past two, plays it outside, out to low. Low, shooting range. First time shot comes in. What a goal. What an absolute glorious goal. He set himself tremendously well. First touch. I'll have a look at this. 25, 27 yards out. Launched it low. Hard into the bottom left-hand corner. And that is quality from a quality player who Ben doesn't believe should have been starting today.
Absolutely fantastic. You know, well built up there, Jerome Wright. Nice fancy feet to take on the players. Like you say, he set himself up as soon as he took a touch. You know, he was on his own. He's let the ball bounce up in the air, and he's hit a sweet shot bottom corner. The keeper had no chance.
I think once he had it in that position, I just thought,
goal. I knew that was,
you know,
going,
I mean, yeah. I've not seen a great deal of him because he's not played a huge amount, but that was absolute quality. Wolfenden was knocked off the ball there, but here come the visitors. There's a minute of additional time. 3-0 to FC United Manchester. Well, the work rate's not in question. The quality's not been in question so far from FC United this afternoon. They are backtrack defending already in this opening few seconds, and it's the substitute on the ball. And again, into the penalty area. The ball comes across. Opportunity, first time shot comes in. Goal. Commentating curse, if you ever heard one, there down at this side, and then the ball played in, and it was a number 10, I think it was Jack Sampson, who got the finishing touch. And that's the way to what's all that from he's celebrating, the number 10 there, Jack Simpson, celebrating with the 15 there. But wow, well, that was interesting.
That's exactly what we did not want to happen.
Well, I don't think even that three quarters of the visiting dignitaries from Chorley actually saw that again. They're all walking back. But good ball across. It shows you get down the byline, you put a decent ball in, you get an opportunity. 3-1. Well, Chorley certainly more up for it in the second half. Completely outplayed in the first 45. Still losing the game by 3-1 as the ball picked up now by Beasley. Beasley inside to Blakeman. Blakeman back to the number six, Stephen Jordan. Back to Beasley, but well played from FC United and Manchester's Brown, but he gives the ball back on the halfway line, picked up by Scott Leather. Leather chips the ball into the penalty area again, needs to be dealt with by the head of FC United's Tong. First ball falls kindly for a yellow shirt, shot comes away, 2-3-2, and it's a substitute who has made all the difference since he's come on, and
Robbie
McKay.
The changes that they've made, you know, they've altered the back four now, and he's come on and he's really given them, you know, galvanised them, given them some extra energy. The work rate that they've had, they've unsettled FC to start off with, but you know, it's still early in the game, but it's not the start that FC United would have wanted, but a fantastic start from Chorley.
Well, FC United haven't really got into the game. Chorley started off in the first 8 to 10 minutes of the opening 45 minutes in a similar vein, but without any goals. Now they've come out second half. We've played the long ball over the top, trying to get pressure on FC United and Manchester, and they scored 2. That was a well-taken shot, and FC United just need to, again, just compose themselves, just make sure that they are resolute in the work that they're doing. Now Chorley on this near left-hand side. It's with Beasley. And Winter back defending, concedes a free kick, and the final substitution for the visitors, and it's going to be Adam Roscoe. We are into the fifth minute, Ben, but I think that fifth minute also hasn't included about 3 of them, unfortunately. Well, can FC hang on? Can they hang on? Adam Roscoe. It's going to be Adam Blakeman on this near touchline, chips the ball towards the back post. It's a great ball in, it's a goal, it's 3 apiece. There's nothing they can do there, to be honest, nothing they can do at all, and 3 all, and a game of 2 halves, hugely.